To start us off, a young woman who's been with us once before, and by the, at that time, she just put out her first record. She comes from a very musical family. Both her mother and father are very well-known musicians, and so, you know, are her half-brothers and sisters. But she resisted it. She wanted to be a teacher for a while. She taught in public schools in New York City, where she was raised. But it finally caught up with her. The tradition caught up, and we're glad that it did, because she's turned into a really, really fine singer and songwriter. Her third album is just out, and it's simply called Lucy. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Lucy Wainwright Roach.
Hi. I got two requests for this song, one from Larry, one from my mother. So that seems like a you gotta do it kind of thing. So here goes. Thank you. That's it's kind of a cheery little number. Like to keep it lighthearted. I think that the Mountain Stage Band is going to come out here and join me for a song or two, which is very exciting because usually I play all by myself. In fact, I've spent most of the past 3.5 years driving around in a car by myself, so I have a lot to say. I sure am glad to see other people. So, all right, here we go.
You can love another, but take me as a lover. I will be a secret that you keep. Someone to remind you, and yes, to leave behind you, and someone to recall when you're asleep. And though I'm hoping you will hear the many things I say, just remember all of them are off the record anyway. Meet me by the water, someone's wife and someone's daughter. None of these will be my name. someone's daughter. None of these will be my name today.
Thank you. So, I live in Brooklyn, New York. I grew up in Manhattan. Now I live in Brooklyn, not too far from Coney Island. Have any of you guys ever been to Coney Island? If you haven't been, I highly recommend it. If you you can take the train out there, it's like you see lots of broken down, depressing sights of Brooklyn. I don't know if that's what you like to do on your vacations, but I kind of like that sort of thing. I actually noticed as I was coming in, I saw those things painted here under the underpass, those murals that are painted. You know what I'm talking about? All right. And one of them says Luna Park, and there's actually part of the amusement park at Coney Island is also called Luna Park. So this next song is about Coney Island, inspired by Coney Island. So it's called Open Season.
Open season on a broken heart. This is the year they take the summer apart. There is a magic to the carnival arts, and I can hear the sound. Is it the wind through the wonder wheel? Is it the sound?
Joining me on that. So, how many of you guys ever played in the marching band? Woo! All right. Well, A couple years ago, I went on tour with my dad. I was opening for him in Australia. We were there for 6.5 weeks, and every night of that tour, I would go to play this next song, and I would say to the audience, "Do you have marching bands here?" And they would say no with great force, kind of like they were covering something up a little bit. But, you know, I wasn't going to argue with them or anything, so I would say, okay, you don't know what they are, I'll explain. I would say, you know, back home in the States, all across the country on Friday nights, the high school kids come out and play football, and then the halftime, the really cool high school kids come out and play in the marching band. Well, anyway, this goes out to all you marching band people, and especially to my friend Jacob Drennan, who plays the snare drum in the marching band.
The morning bus will come to take you down the country road to the farthest side of town. Feel behind the school, it will be bright when you play a snare drum solo in the Friday football light. The station on the corner has fired another clerk, but the strike is over and the teachers are back to work.
Do one more song here. You might recognize it from somewhere. So feel free to join in if you want. Oh, I just wanted to say, I'm so happy to be back at Mountain Stage. It's the most awesome thing. And everybody here is so nice.
Lucy Wainwright Roach. The new CD is called Lucy. It's got 11 great songs on it, including some that you heard right there. You might see her on the road. She's been out with Brandi Carlile a bunch and the Indigo Girls, and she will be been out with her dad, too, she said, Loudon Wainwright III, and her mother is Suzzy Roach of the Roaches. Great to see her again. We're glad that she switched out of education and into songwriting and singing. It's time for the Mountain Stage Band, led by Mr. Ron Soule on the acoustic guitar. Michael Lipton is on the lead electric, and so is Ryan Kennedy. Bob Thompson is our piano player. Steve Hill plays the bass. Ahmed Solomon plays the drums. And Julie Adams is back. She's been gone a couple of weeks, but we're happy to see her again. She's going to do a song written by, give her a hand. Going to do a song written by our good friend, Mr. Bill Kirchin. It's a great song, too. It's called Rocks Into Sand. Say hello now to Julie Adams.
Long before fish ever walked on land, time was turning rocks into sand, rocks into stone, stone into sand, sand that slips through the hands of a man. So I built my castle close by the shore, and I slept on the sands of the ocean road. Then I came to understand. So we went to the hill, built us a town with beautiful views for miles around. when the mountain shook and tumbled down. We knew we'd build on shaky ground before fish ever walked on land. Time was turning rocks into sand, rocks into stone, stone into sand. Sand that slips through the hands of man. Sands will shift and the earth's gonna roll. The rocks and rain will collect their toll. And all I'll take is what I brought. And I may not get what I saw, whether I sink or I fall. That's up to the shift.
Bill Kirchen's song.